Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. If this is the first time tuning into our broadcast and our podcast, I just want to welcome you and hope that our words today touch your hearts. And if you are returning to our program, then welcome back. Well, assuming that you are returning so that you've enjoyed previous programs, or at least they affected you, we enjoy that, and we encourage you to share this link with friends and family so we can reach a larger audience. And always remember that we are trying to build up the people of God. That's what we do, and that's what our program is all about. We have another program, by the way, midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM, and on that program, we are helping people to live their baptismal promises. So we're talking about that as well. Well, the focus of today is on Thanksgiving, and it is Thanksgiving Day. And for some, it's a very powerful day where we remember all the gifts we have as Americans. We also remember those who are part of the indigenous communities who sometimes look at this day as being a difficult day. Now, you all know, especially if you listen to this on WROL, that this program comes from Massachusetts. And I remember as a child that there were Native Americans who staged a protest on board the Mayflower 2, which is the replica of the original Mayflower, to make their voice heard. Obviously, at that age, I couldn't fully understand that. But obviously, today, we see these two sides. And maybe what we can understand is that we're called to thank the Lord for all the gifts that He gives us. And what happens with those gifts is a totally different understanding per se, because we want to look at where the Lord leads us. Now, on Sunday, I talked about how we have a totally different way of looking at things because we are united in Christ. And in order to be united in Christ, we have to be people of prayer. So we have to unite to the Lord in prayer. We cannot live our Catholic faith in prayer. There are many people that will tell you over and over again that, you know, if you go to church on Sunday and you're a nice person the rest of the week, you're living your Catholic faith. No, the Catholic Church teaches you cannot live your Catholic faith if, in fact, you aren't a person of prayer. And one of the fascinating things is if you see someone who may appear to be a Catholic, may call themselves a Catholic, may even dress as an ordained Catholic, but does not pray, then they will not be able to live the Catholic faith as they should. Why? Because it is Catholic teaching that you cannot live the Catholic faith without prayer. Look it up in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You'll find it in paragraph 2098. You have to know how to live the faith, and you can only do it in prayer. Why? Because I said yesterday, our loyalty is with Christ. It is through Christ to the Father. And we are loyal through the church to Christ, to the Father, and it is through the church. We aren't loyal strictly to the church instead of Christ. That's called idolatry. We are loyal through the church. And the church is, one of the things I like to teach, the church is the bark of Christ. Now, what does that mean? Bark is an ancient word, B-A-R-Q-U-E, that means the boat. It is like the lifeboat. I think I talked about this on Tuesday. So it is the bark of Christ. So we realize the church is the vessel. It's also the body of Christ. We know that Christ is present through the people who are attending at church, who are attending at Mass. He's present there through the people. He's present in the body and blood of Christ. So he's present in those. But we understand that the church is that vessel that leads us to Christ. The church is not, we'll say, the final destination. And we know that. Our journey is to the kingdom of heaven. So it is essential that we focus on what is it that Christ calls us to do, and we can only understand that if we're people of prayer. And sometimes that means we're going to have to challenge the culture in different ways, because you have to understand that Christ came and he died for all people. So we are called as his servants to serve as he calls us to serve all people. Now, the most powerful way we can serve is being prophets for the kingdom of God. That's the early Christians, long before they were called Christians, were considered to be prophets. And remember, in the Old Testament, it talks about that powerful understanding that the body or the Spirit of Christ fell upon, we can see this in the story of Moses, fell upon other elders of the community, and Moses said, would that that Spirit fell on all people. Well, that did happen on Pentecost. The Spirit of the Lord is there, and it is the Spirit of the Lord is there to call us, to draw us closer to Christ, and also work through us so that we may be servants of Christ. That's what the Spirit of the Lord does. He's calling us to be servants of Christ. So we always have to be open to the Spirit, and that Spirit is open to all who seek to experience the Spirit of God. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we are talking about this reality of Christ came and he shared his Spirit with all people, and we're called to respond to that, and it's a call for all people. And therefore, we want to be people who are affected by the Spirit of God, and we are also called to challenge the culture throughout our history. Now, one of the fascinating things that has come out of the different movements that are calling for a whole new view of how we live our lives is that a fascinating understanding of capitalism, and I am not a communist, I am not a socialist, and I look at capitalism from a Catholic perspective, which you can find, by the way, in the encyclical Rerum Novarum. And if you really look at capitalism is a natural reality, but how we respond to it always has to be done as Rerum Novarum teaches from Pope Leo XIII, a little over like 120 years ago. And if you read it, it's just as relevant today. And if you read that, you'll see that how we respond, we have to respond to the issues of the economic world through our Catholic faith. Therefore, one of the great problems with how the direction of our world always is that you have people who are doing things for profit or understand that this is the best way to make the most amount of money. And there are others that may be part of that system and they become part of a system that benefits some people more than others. That's a reality. There are political forces in this world to make everything a level playing field. It's never been successful, and it never will, because it's like, let us change the way salt tastes. You can't do that. But we can change how we use salt. We can change how we understand the realities. And we go right back to understanding that every single person has to be treated with dignity. And so we are thankful for all the gifts that the Lord has given us, as long as we use those gifts in ways that benefit all people, because everyone has, all cultures have a gift to each and every one of us. I always wanted to study anthropology, and it was really funny because when I switched to the seminary, they didn't offer that. So they was, well, you can always study sociology. They're almost the same thing. Well, you know what? Why don't you go to Brazil and speak Spanish and see how many people are going to say, oh, no, they're the same language. They aren't. And sociology and anthropology are very different. But strangely enough, I kind of live sociology because anthropology because I speak three languages. And I've always learned to appreciate all the gifts that other cultures have, including in our country, the indigenous cultures, and seeing the powerful gifts that everyone has. Just as a kind of a side story, one of the hardest words to pronounce in the United States, actually in Massachusetts, is Cochituate. The Central American community that I was part of use the Native American pronunciation because they have a very close connection to the Native Americans from Central America. And they always pronounce it Cochituate, which is the way I would pronounce it from here on in, because it's a heck of a lot easier to say Cochituate than Cochituate. And I know that's a very benign example, but it's an example of how we can understand each other, how we can learn each other, or learn from each other. And we have to value everyone's culture. And that's one of the things that people disagree with the way Thanksgiving is celebrated, but that doesn't mean it can't be the way we celebrate it. We always have to understand, we understand everyone's culture, everyone's gift, what everyone has, and that is a gift to be thankful to the Lord for. And maybe it's also another benign example, but one of my favorite things from the Central American community, if you go to a Salvadoran restaurant, ask them for horchata. It's called horchata. It's the world's oldest chocolate milk, the world's oldest. It comes from, I think, the Mayans. And it's a wonderful recipe, and give it a try. But it's one of the thousands or millions of gifts we receive as we share all our cultures with each other and be thankful to the Lord for each and every one of these cultures. We want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving Day, a blessed Thanksgiving Day, and let us always connect ourselves with the Lord each and every day. Have yourself a blessed day, Father Adriano, tomorrow.
In Cristo vivimos.